RadioInfluence.com.
Hello, my hungry friends. I hope 2019 has been off to a good start, and I'm sure many of you, like myself, are getting back on track with health and fitness after all that holiday eating. From pizza and pasta to chocolates and donuts, I pretty much forked it all. January is always my month to get rid of those extra pounds with lots of lean proteins and veggies. I have always said that variety is the spice of life, and for me, that includes a ridiculous collection of local hot sauces. The hotter the better, as I have always been a hot sauce fanatic. With that being said, I'm excited to introduce my guest today, David Carey of Tampa Heatwave. Welcome, David.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. So David and I actually go way back. I'm trying to remember when we first met. It was definitely here in South Tampa, probably 2009. A little spot called Nina O's on South Del Mabry, which is now Eats American Grill. I think that was the first time we met. David and I worked together. Eventually, Nina O's closed and became Eats American Grill, which, if you're not familiar, they were actually featured on the Food Network several years back for their heat sauce, which is a spicy sauce that you can get on their Midwest BLT. I'll let Dave tell you about that. But Dave and I worked together. I know sometimes I probably drove him crazy, but hey, here we are a few years later. And David, so tell me, you own Tampa Heatwave.
Correct, I do.
So tell me a little bit about, because I've had your hot sauces. You mentioned one today I haven't had, but it's all pretty darn good.
Thank you. Well, a buddy of mine, we started it probably about a year ago, a little bit more than a year. And it's been pretty slow taking off, but we've been, you know, it's kind of more of a hobby. It's more of a passion than it is an actual business right now. We hope to make it bigger than it is, of course, always. But for now, it is just a hobby.
Well, it's a good hobby to have. And you know, that's how all great products come to life. You start out doing something that you really enjoy, and next thing you know, you're all over the news and people want your autograph because you have this kick-ass product. I see that coming for you guys, for reals.
I think it's a really good product. And if I had a little bit more time, I think I could market it a little bit more. And
no, it's definitely coming. So tell me, like, how did you first start making it? Because I don't know anything about making hot sauce. I would probably screw up if I tried.
Well, First of all, I love cooking. I got a phone call from a good friend of mine, Frank. And he says, "Hey, Dave, can you get me some of that mango habanero hot sauce from Eats?" I says, "Frank, we don't have mango habanero hot sauce. We have mango sriracha."
Right.
He's like, "No, I want mango habanero." I said, "Well, I can make some. I happen to have some habaneros." He's like, "Okay." So I did, and he loved it. And he's like, "You need to make this a business." I was like, "Sure, why not? That sounds easy."
Right.
It was not easy. It definitely was not easy. So I called up my buddy George, a longtime friend, a similar passion to hot sauce and food that I have. And I said, "Hey, you want to make a hot sauce business?" And we did. And took a few months to get it going, and then we did. And got our first hot sauce sent out to the FDA and dealt with the FDA, getting it legal. And now we have 4 hot sauces that are currently legal to sell. And we have 3 more that we will be sending out shortly to get
approval from the FDA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So what are the ones that you have out right now? Because I want to see if I've tried all of them.
We have something we call Tampa Verde, which is lime and jalapeno.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's very similar to most and cilantro, very similar to most of the different verdes that you hear out there, but except it's more of a fresh tasting, and it has a little bit of kick, more kick than like your Taco Bell verdes. We have something called mango habanero, and
inspired by Frank,
and another one inspired by Frank because of his love for peaches was peach habanero. So we did both of those, and personally I like the peach habanero much more.
I have to try that. And can I call Frank Peaches? Because I see him.
Yes.
All the time.
Please call him Peaches.
Oh, I will. You know, Frank is a huge cowboy fan. And Frank is a big guy. You don't want to mess with him. But I have to say, he's just a big teddy bear. But he loves to tease me about the Steelers. So we're always going at it, you know, with each other. And if I can call him Peaches in front of a bar full of people, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I just lost $100 from the Cowboys Bucks game.
Oh, he was loving that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he can buy plenty of peaches now.
Yeah, of course. So then our last sauce that we have approved by the FDA and available for sale is the let's see.
There, you have a blueberry one too.
Blublano, which is inspired by George. George actually, he came up with a recipe, and at first I was like, well, that's kind of strange, but it works.
It does work.
It's very good, yeah. And it's very mild. It's great on salads and as a marinade, or even a drizzle with blue cheese crumbles on like steak. Or
that's actually one of my favorites. I use that in salads all the time. I'll marinate my chicken in it. Yeah. It's delicious. A little bit of goat cheese, because I'm a goat cheese kind of girl, some pumpkin seeds.
It's good with all the weird cheeses, for sure.
So where can, if somebody wanted to buy some of your hot sauces, where could they find them in Tampa?
Right now, we only have them for sale at the I Don't Care Bar, which is very close to my home, easy to keep filled up and stocked up. There's a cabinet, you just have to ask the bartender. Other than that, you can contact us through Facebook, social media, or personally call myself, and I can make sure it happens.
Perfect. And you're Tampa Heat Wave on Facebook,
yeah,
and Instagram and everything?
TampaHeatWave.co is our web address.
Perfect. I think I'll have to stop in. I Don't Care. I'm sure I'll see Frank there. Maybe I'll accidentally hit him in the head with a dart. I tease him all the time.
It would be an easy target.
Well, I have a really funny story to share about Frank, speaking of hot sauces and wings. So probably 5 years ago, I'm driving home, and I live way down South Tampa, kind of close to the Air Force Base. So I drive past this little convenience store, and they had just reopened. They had a guy out there with a flag, and he's like, all remodeled, all new. And they had a big sign that said chicken wings, and I love wings. So I stopped in. And it was funny because I never went to that place before because, quite frankly, I'll get to Frank in a minute, it always smelled bad. So I went in there once for a soda, never went back again. So I walked in, I was kind of impressed. They actually did a really good job cleaning it up. So I see this guy behind the counter, and I said, I want to order some wings. So he asked me, how do you want them? I said, well, what are you known for? What's your specialty? He goes, I got you. He took a bottle of Mexican, I think it's a Valencia, hot sauce, and just dumped it over the wings and shook them up and then gave it to me. And they were the most disgusting chicken wings I think I've ever had. So I shared a picture on Facebook and I laughed because even the bag that they gave me, because he said, you know, here, take them to go. Everything was spelled wrong on the bag. So I was laughing at that. So Frank's like, oh, come on now. They can't be that bad. So Frank drives over there shortly after seeing my pictures. And he had a hard time even eating them. So I think he forced himself to eat about three. It was pretty funny. So we still laugh about that to this day. And needless to say, that place is no longer open. I'm sure someone got food poisoning from it. The wings were actually, they weren't even cooked all the way, which, come on, we know that. But yeah, Frank loves his wings. And I see him often at Eats American Grill in South Tampa. And we always tease Armando, who is another favorite Bears fan, poor guy. But Armando comes in and he always will start off and order 15 wings and he can only eat four. So we tease him for that. And they always have to be mild. He can't do anything above mild. So good stuff over there. You got to love South Tampa. Everyone is just such a, like such a family, and everyone knows each other. Absolutely. And that's actually, you know, one of my favorite spots to hang out. And you know, every time I go there, it's like, cheers. You see someone that you know. More often than not, Frank is there. Peaches. So, speaking of hot sauces, what are some of your favorites, maybe local or national, that you've tried or that you always have at home? Because I've got like 36 bottles in my cabinet, not going to lie.
I have probably more than that right now. I stopped eating sriracha because of one of my new flavors, which I call Bucking Roasted, to play on words for bucks and, you know, roasted.
I like that.
It's a roasted red bell pepper, garlic, and onion with Carolina Reapers. And I use that in place of anything I would use sriracha. And it's also good on Italian food. So it's not just limited to your rice and your bourbon chicken. It's also good with pizza or spaghetti or lasagna or calzones. Any, you know, also good with Spanish food, you know, yellow rice and black beans.
Right.
So I've been using that mainly, like almost always. And then the verde I use
too.
The verde a lot as well.
You didn't bring me any Bucking Roasted today.
I'm actually planning on cooking tonight, so I'm completely out right now.
Oh, okay, then I'll forgive you.
Thank you.
I was kind of hoping for a little bit because I'm out of I think I only have like maybe a quarter of a bottle of one of the mangoes, so it would be the mango habanero then, because I haven't had the peaches one.
No.
Yeah, no,
I'll bring you some.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to hold you to it. So do you have anything coming up in the next couple months? Any maybe little markets that where we could find you? Because everyone in Tampa loves those local markets.
Yeah, I actually love doing them as well. 81 Bay is probably the most common one you'll find me at for the Saturday, Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've been looking into some of the indie flea markets. And, you know, with that work, so right. hectic.
I know. It's hard. You have to, like,
I have to
plan way
again,
in
it's a hobby still until I get more time to do
it. Right. I know several people that own small businesses, whether it's hot sauce or spices, and they're all kind of in the same situation. Once you start out, it's really difficult because you have a full-time job and other responsibilities, and that's kind of your hobby. But everyone has that goal of where that hobby becomes their full-time job.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it'll happen if you just keep pushing forward and getting the word out there. And I mean, once people buy or try your sauces, they're going to want to buy them. And we'll definitely be having them here at Flavor of Tampa Bay. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, me either.
I know, I'm excited. Well, David, thank you so much for coming today. And just for something a little bit fun, I'm going to do something different this week for this episode. We're going to do a giveaway for a couple of bottles of hot sauce from Tampa Heat Wave. So all you have to do is take a snapshot or, you know, a screenshot of the podcast, tag myself in it at Forking Around Town, and then David's company at Tampa Heat Wave. I'll pick one of you guys to be the winner, and we'll give you a couple bottles of hot sauce so you can try it. So I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week, and I hope this year is getting off to a good start. I'm really looking forward to a lot of things coming up. So thanks again for listening to Forking Around Town. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. And don't forget, a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com. Thanks, guys.
This is a cannabis podcast powered by Trulieve. Quick fix on Radio Influence.
When I'm reading up some of these things and some of the laws that they've had here in the United States of America, some of them are crazy. They just now legalized hemp. Okay, President Trump signed into law. Thank you, President Trump. I thought I might say that. I don't say it that often. Thank you, President Trump, for signing into law, basically a law that legalized hemp. And hemp is something that was illegal to sell or grow in the United States, okay? But it was legal to buy from international sources, which is, it doesn't make any damn sense. But I guess that alleviates some things going on with CBD, and it's about time.
The Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve, can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.